Good morning, Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome to the last live Clay Edwards show of the year of 2021. You've tuned into the free-range human show of choice. Your daily dose of reality radio starts now. I am Clay Edwards. I am your host. I'm live in the Generator Power Solutions studio, and you can reach me on the My Sweet Office phone line at 601-879-0002. As I was coming in this morning, a little rain out there, I stopped at the gas station, went in, got something to drink, paid for some gas, went back out to the car, got in the car, drove off, got almost to the interstate exit, and realized that I did not get my gas. I had to turn around, go back. Luckily, nobody else had gone to my pump. I prepaid it yet. I got my gas. But it put me getting on the interstate a solid 20 minutes later than I normally do. I was like, I'm going to be late. There's going to be dead air. I somehow made it here only 7 minutes later than I normally do. But I started my trip 20 minutes later. I just don't understand how that works. And I wasn't speeding no more than normal anyway. It's interesting, but a fun way to end the year. I made it here on time. I was able to kind of catch my breath before I hit the live button, and here we are. Also, on my way out here, I get a notification from local news channel, WLBT, and my wife also sent it to me. Another homicide in Jackson. I thought 150 was a nice round number. You know, let's keep it there. You know, nice round number. But nope. Now we're at Jackson, 151. Which I got a great idea for a t-shirt if this number holds. If this number holds, I got a great idea for a t-shirt. We'll sell it and donate the funds to some Rankin County charity or something. Love to see Rankin County thrive at Jackson's stupidity. Anyway. A couple of things we're going to talk about today is Kingfish over on Jackson Jambalaya did a story yesterday about the policeman that had to shoot the guys in South Jackson there a couple of years ago, back in May 18th, 2018. Officer Tario, let's see here, Mike Tario, was walking out of a gas station there on the corner of Terry Road and Cooper or Daniel Lake, depending on what you want to call it. I hate when roads change names just because you cross over another street, but it's always Cooper Road to me. You know, you've seen the video. The cop walks out and the guy starts shooting at him. He kills one and they arrest the other guy. Apparently they were brothers. They arrest him. They charge him with the homicide of his brother and for attempted murder of a policeman. Well, Robert Shuler Smith's office declined to indict. So this dude's living his best life out there free. Attempted to kill a cop. His actions got his brother killed. And what did they do? They gave the officer of the year. Now, so we talked about this yesterday, didn't we? Maybe it was the day before yesterday, we talked about, you know, environments that police, you know, police want to go where they're respected and appreciated. And that ain't Jackson. And it's because of stuff like this. You can go, I'm not going to read the article in, you know, in full detail. You can go check it out. You know, the officer got officer of the year from his peers and then got suspended with pay for about a year with JPD. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. Yeah. It's a lot there. I'm not going to get into reading it on the air. But go to Jackson Jambalaya. Check it out. The story is titled, it's one of the top stories there. It's titled Jackson Justice, Shoot a Cop, Go Free. And yet that got me to thinking, you know, Robert Shuler Smith did about as much to damage Jackson as anybody else possibly could with this catch and release program. You know, and I got to thinking about another incident where, because, you know, back to this one real quick before I go to the other one. You know that if they could have figured out some way, any way, to have charged Officer Tario with a murder or some kind of violation of these folks' civil rights. You know they tried. You know they looked. They turned up everything outside of just doing it with based on nothing. They would have done it. You know they would have. You know, Antar, Chief Davis sitting back there. Man, what can we do? What can we do to get this guy? We can't have him doing this to my base, to my voting base. These are my people. Free the land. By killing everybody in it. But I got to thinking about one, and I brought this up before. I've never said the guy's name on the radio, but I'm going to today. And I never said it because I didn't know it. I just remembered the story. Let's jump in the Wayback Machine here. And honestly, it wasn't too far back from when this event happened, about a year apart. Looks like it was back in 2017. Wayne Parrish, 57, of Crystal Springs, is charged with first-degree murder in the June 21st shooting of Charles McDonald, 17, a 17-year-old, who was allegedly trying to break into a vehicle outside Performance Oil Equipment right there on West McDowell Road. That's right on the other side of the train tracks there, right down from the Jackson Statue of Liberty, the car on the top of the sign, for you folks that don't know. You know, so let me finish reading this. Surveillance video shows Parrish and McDonald struggling after Parrish comes out of the store with a gun and confronts the team. Court documents filed by the defense allege Parrish asked McDonald to leave the premises before McDonald refused and appeared to have rushed Parrish. From the video, it appears clear that Mr. Parrish had an opportunity to shoot the deceased, but he did not do so. Rather, the deceased ran at Mr. Parrish and grabbed the gun, where a struggle ensued and the deceased was shot. The document reads, "All of this is on video. It is unknown who actually pulled the trigger. The video shows the two struggling, and at the end it appears Parrish shoots McDonald again while he was on the ground. Police said McDonald was shot multiple times in the upper torso. He was transported to the University of Mississippi Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead, JPD Commander Tyree Jones, our current sheriff in Hinds County, said. After the initial incident, police questioned Parrish and released him, declining to press charges. The Lexus McDonald was alleged, the car was a Lexus McDonald was trying to break into, was allegedly attempted to break into sustained damage that was consistent with an auto burglary. Jones told media at the time that McDonald had been driven to the Henley Young Juvenile Detention Center, which is next door to Performance Oil. Some people are not going to tolerate this, and they are going to defend their homes, and it's their rights to do so, Vance said. Unwanted intruder. I'm sorry, I skipped a page there. At the time of the incident, the youth had two warrants out for his arrest. In one incident, he was involved in a police chase, the document reads. Further, on the morning of the incident, the youth was involved in a house burglary and almost shot by the homeowners. Jones said JPD sent the case to the district attorney's office, which is routine in such cases. So, long story short here, I don't like reading long stuff on the air. I know it's kind of boring. But I wanted to paint a picture here to the kind of nonsense going on in Jackson when you try to defend yourself. And this goes back to exactly why I moved out of Jackson, Mississippi. I can deal with no water. I can deal with levels of potholes and crime and inept leadership. But I can't deal with good God-fearing citizens defending their property and being charged with murder when nothing says there was ill intent. The man was defending himself and his property. He was physically attacked by the kid with the gun, who was a troubled child, all caught on video, yet Robert Shuler Smith, I don't care if he's dead or not, Robert Shuler Smith still proceeded with pressing first-degree murder charges on this man. And from my understanding, this man lost everything trying to defend himself. Everything. Like Joe Exotic said, I'll never financially recover from this. And that's what we're dealing with in Jackson, Mississippi. Hell is going to be packed when all these folks start dying. These so-called leaders. Leading folks straight to hell. That's what y'all are doing. I tell you, I found that story on that I just read on Clarion Ledger, and through a little Google search. Just if you want to, and this is actually Therese April, our friend Therese with Dark Horse Press, penned this story. I just noticed that. But you can just Google business owner's indictment and death of alleged burglar questioned, or I'll send you the link, whatever. Contact me, clay@wyab.com. All right. I thought those two stories were just painted a good picture between the one on Kingfish and this one. They paint a picture of how corrupt the Hinds County justice system is. It's broken. The victims are the criminals in Hinds County. Because how dare you be a victim? Ironically, coming from a demographic that does nothing but play the victim. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back live on 103.9 WYAB. The Clay Edwards Show. I'm live here in the Generator Power Solutions studio. And, you know, no point in not reading the Generator Power Solutions ad here on the last show of the year. They've been with me the whole ride, and I do appreciate that. Go visit our good friends over at Generator Power Solutions and get you a permanently installed Generac home backup generator. It'll protect your home automatically, runs on natural gas or liquid propane, and it sits outside just like a central air conditioning unit. A home backup generator delivers power directly to your home's electrical system, backing up your entire home or just the essential items. You can check them out online at GeneratorPowerSolutionsLLC.com or give Jason Frost and the team a call today at 601-519-4064. And I know the first big freeze of, the last big freeze of 2021. Well, I know it'd be the first freeze of 2022. It's coming Sunday. So you know what happens around here when a little water and ice get on the power lines. They don't survive. So a home backup generator may be a very, very good investment. Probably a little too late to get one for this storm. But moving forward, you can be protected. But they do have the portable generators, so give them a shout on that. Also, check out clayedwardsshow.com. It's just clayedwardsshow.com for all things related to me and this show. If you miss anything on the air, the podcast uploads directly there also. Say you don't do podcasts, you don't have apps on your phone, you can just go to clayedwardsshow.com and it's right there on the main page. You can buy shirts, whatever. Watch my videos. All the Save Jackson videos are being moved over there. So it's a kind of a one-stop shop. So one more thing. A lot of people call during the breaks. And once in a blue moon, I can't answer the phones during the breaks. I got a little downtime, but most of the time I don't. So if you want to holler, let's just do it on the air. I'll answer. I'll put you on. But if I don't answer during the break, I'm just really busy and it's hard to hit my time if I'm on the phone. So I appreciate you calling, but call me back when I'm on the air, not during the commercial breaks, please. If you have something you want to talk about off air, just shoot me an email, clay@wyab.com. I decided to make a list of the top 21 things of 2021, top stories, top events. And these are just things that came to my mind. I may be missing something blaringly obvious. And I also posed the question to some of my social media accounts and got some of you guys' opinions last night. And again, you're welcome to call in. 601-879-0002 is the call-in line. And look, these are in no particular order. It's just kind of how they came to me as I was thinking. So, except number 21. Number 21 is last for a reason because I want to go out with a bang. So, number one story of 2021... for me, it was January 6th and the fallout from January 6th and the fact that they've got our patriots, our fellow soldiers against Democrat terrorisms locked up for no reason, thrown in an American gulag. No bail, no nothing. They're sitting there teaching them critical race theory. I mean, any other country that was doing this, we would be going to war with them for violations of human rights. But here we are doing this very thing in America. the FBI has been completely compromised as far as I'm concerned. And they are now an enemy of the state. My opinion, of course. All right, number two, the complete and utter failure of the Biden administration. I could go on and on and on. These fools have been in office for less than a year. I guess January 20th was their inauguration. And they've accomplished not a single positive thing. Every measurable statistic has gone the wrong way. Like Chalkway here in Jackson. Not one positive thing. They can't hang their hat on anything except that they've got some Americans held in American gulags from January 6th. They just took a little stroll through the people's house. All right. Number three. Republicans winning the Virginia governor office. Man, that was huge. That was huge. You know, I told people early on after the 2020 election, as bad as it's going to be, there's one thing I know. It's that Democrats don't do power well. When Democrats have control, everybody's got to get theirs. And when somebody ain't getting theirs, it goes sideways. And Republicans have an opportunity to sneak back in. And that's what happened there. So congratulations to that whole crew that took Virginia. See, number four. Here we are with this again. This year's snowstorm, last winter's Snowmageddon. The ice storm, whatever you want to call that thing, that left us without water and power for the better part of 2 to 3 weeks throughout central Mississippi, particularly Jackson. What was that, back in February, I guess. Man, that was rough. I had a porta potty in my dang garage. And I do want to throw in an honorable mention here that I didn't write down. When I was over at the car lot on 80, that we had the toilet bowl chronicles. There was a toilet bowl that sat out there on 80, right across from Crystals in the Metro Center in front of that old Toys R Us building. Sat right there on the road for a week. And nobody from the city or the county cared to pick it up. Finally, after people called and called and called, they were like, you tell Clay that it's not the city's responsibility. Well, it's in the city. It is your responsibility. And if it isn't, you know whose it is. Nobody wants to take any accountability in Hinds County. Or Jackson. Nobody. Anyway, that was one of my favorite stories of the year. We posted pictures of it every day. I put a bumper sticker on it. Everything. If you're new here, it was fun. Let's see, number five. And this is personally, for me, this was my personal number one. And some of these are local events. Some of these are national. Some of these are personal. But they're my list of 21 things. Me finally moving out of Jackson, moving the family out to Brandon, Rankin County, and I will never return. I would never return to Jackson. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. But I'll sit here on my perch and talk about them because I feel like I was pushed out of my hometown. 43 years in Jackson, finally pushed out. Political prisoner. I had to seek refuge. They love refugees, the Democrats. I don't know why they felt like I didn't need to be there. All right. Tate Reeves and the Queen of Madison, Mayor Mary, sabotaging Initiative 65. We all know what Mary did, and we see what Tate is doing. And again, whether you agree with the marijuana initiative or not, it was voted on by the people. And they sabotaged that. We all know the story. We all know what's going on. We all know what Tate's doing, saying he's not going to sign off on it unless the daily amount comes down or the monthly amount or whatever. Ridiculous. Just do it. What are you doing? It's almost like Tate doesn't want to win re-election. Just my opinion. Maybe there's a bunch of people out there that that like this. I don't know. I think Mississippi needs money where it can get it, and this would seem like a good thing. I don't smoke, but to each their own. Let's see here. We'll do one more, and then we've got to take a break. Jackson, Mississippi. I said Jackson reached 150 homicides is what I wrote down last night at 10:30. But that changed overnight. We are now at 151 homicides. Let me make a note of that for my records. Number 7 is 151 homicides in Jackson, Mississippi this year. That is 31 more than last year. 32 or 33. We finished with 129, but somehow I ended up at 128. Somebody undied. So 128 to 151, is that 33? Good Lord. Good Lord. 33 more. All right, look, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back and finish out this list. Look, you got some call in. You can talk about anything you want. 601-879-0002. It's the My Sweet Office phone line, and you're listening to The Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. Welcome back to The Clay Edwards Show. I am live here in the Generator Power Solutions studio. And you're tuned in to the top 21 stories of 2021 edition of the show. If you want to call in, you can reach me at the My Sweet Office phone line at 601-879-0002. And speaking of My Sweet Office, if you're looking for a place to call your office, come hang out with us at My Sweet Office. Tired of working from home? Tired of kids, pets, loud cars every time you're on the phone or a Zoom call? Then My Sweet Office is perfect for you. It's perfect for the work-from-home salesperson, insurance rep, podcaster, writer, journalist, and more. There's even a tech startup company in there right now. Anywhere that you need a space to put a desk and good internet, then My Sweet Office is for you, especially if you're doing it on a budget as you're starting a new business or something along those lines. Check them out on Facebook at My Sweet Office, that's S-U-I-T-E, or give Michael Wimberly a call today at 601-260-5551. All utilities are covered, all maintenance is covered, and it includes a gig of C-Spire fiber. You can't go wrong. And hey, I got an office in there. You can come harass me some, or I'll harass you. They even have a conference room available. So if you have a big meeting, want to look professional, there's a conference room available. Very nice. Big, huge table. It's just a great deal. Great deal altogether. All right. So where were we at? Oh, yeah. This list. We're at number 8 here. Number 8, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And the fallout. And all of that. You had a bunch of fools that somehow tried to make that a race thing. You know, the whole story. But for the people that actually knew that the folks he shot weren't black, they still wanted to make it about race. The argument was, if he had been a black man, police would have killed him. But we proved that wrong too, haven't we? The same week that the verdict came out right here in Jackson, Mississippi, a guy got killed and a black man showed up walking up onto the police, and the scene was an AR-15 or something along those lines, a tactical looking gun. We'll just say that. And they didn't shoot him. They didn't. Weird. Weird. I thought, according to you guys on the left hand side, that they killed all black men with guns. So that was an interesting development for me. But number 8 on my list, Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, I actually got it written down in another spot here, but I'm going to go on and just mention this because I think they go together. The Waukesha, Wisconsin terror attack and the fact that the media stuck their heads right in the sand. The Department of Justice stuck its head right in the sand. The FBI stuck its head right in the sand the second they found out the man that ran over all those poor people at that Christmas parade was a black man. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. I do. Because you know. Now, I will say this with conviction. You know that had that driver been white, it would have been white supremacist, white nationalist, lone wolf terror attack, insurrectionist, everything. But it wasn't. Now, that story is all but dead. But little places like the Clay Edwards Show, we're going to keep that story alive. I'm going to fan the flames. I'm going to keep that story alive if the media won't. If the big media, the national media, we're going to remember it down here in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm about to quit calling this Jackson. I ain't in Jackson. I'm in Flora. I don't live in Jackson. I live in Brandon. I'm just going to start referring to this as the Tri-County area. Down here in the Tri-County, I don't want to be associated with Jackson. All right. Looks like we got a caller here. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Clay, it's Teddy. What's up, man?
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Not much, man. If by the grace of God, Jackson's blood count lands on 151 and stays there, you know, for the final count for the year.
I'm getting some more. Go ahead.
I think I'll just refer to Jackson as Bacardi from here on out.
Oh, well, absolutely. Look, the shirt I have in mind is taking the Bacardi 151 bottle and turning it into Jackson 151. Be like, I survived Jackson 2021 151, something like that.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. Had you already talked about it?
I kind of hinted around that I would make a shirt. I didn't give any ideas, but I don't care. I ain't really trying to make no money. You know, if somebody wants to make it and beat me to it, by all means, I'll buy one.
Unfortunately, we still have to get through today and tomorrow.
Yeah, look, New Year's Eve in Jackson, all the fireworks, gunshots. I think we could end up at 155.
Well, let's hope and pray not, but we never know.
No, look, I mean, 150 was a nice round number, and I know we're talking about human lives here, but my anger is pointed at the people who are taking the lives. This isn't about the disrespect of the people who passed.
Right.
But it's sad, brother.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, thank you, Reddy. Old Reddy Teddy there, man. We go way back. Good people. Good people. You know, man, I know that this show is starting to reach people. When guys that I know call into the sports talk shows every day start calling into this show and start calling into other shows on this station, for that matter. That's good local support, man. I appreciate that. Reddy Teddy's a good caller over there at one of the sports stations. My friend Granny that's been calling in some, big caller over there at the sports station. So I know we're spreading our wings a little bit here, starting to grow some when those cats are calling in. So I do appreciate that. All right, so where did I leave off? Oh, Kyle Rittenhouse and the Waukesha deal, terror attack. Number nine, and again, these aren't necessarily in a particular order, because you're gonna hear things along this list, and you're gonna say, Clay, that's the most important thing, and this next one very well is the most important thing of our lifetime. So if it's affected you more than it's affected me, I understand that. The vaccine mandates and the fallout from that. I think this is going to be one of the biggest fights that we have ever fought against ourselves as a country. The fallout from this over the next 3 years, while this terrorist regime is posted, this illegitimate regime is posted up in the White House, issuing these dictates, mandates, whatever, edicts, not dictates. They're dictating these edicts and mandates from the White House. Old Brandon up there. In the White House, it's going to be a rough 3 years, man. You're going to have to fight. You know, I love what Mike Madison said a few months ago about the face mask in schools. He's like, if we can't beat this, we're not going to beat anything. If we can't keep a piece of useless paper cloth from the front of our kids' faces, we're not going to beat anything. We won that round. But you got to stay vigilant. You got to keep swinging. The fight ain't over. The fight ain't over. Like Rocky Balboa and the Russian. Drawing a blank. But you just got to keep fighting, man. Keep swinging. Now it's the mandates. Now you got trust care with billboards all around town saying free lollipop if you come bring your five-year-old and get them vaccinated. Free lollipop. They're not advertising that to you, parents. They're advertising that to your children. To your children. It's disgusting, man. Disgusting. Oh, somebody just sent a good idea in. Cindy just sent this. She goes, if we end up with 155 murders, you could do a t-shirt with the I-55 sign since it's the interstate running through Jackson. That is a great idea. That was kind of the thought process my mind was going to. Just put a dash of 1-55 or just do 155 on like a interstate sign. Great idea. We're giving away million-dollar ideas on the show today. Million-dollar ideas. I need to get a screen press. All right. Let's see. Number 10. This is for you Jackson Democrats in particular. You reelected Chakwe. Told me all I need to know. You reelected. You rewarded somebody whose resume says he should be fired. Not a single thing on that resume from the last 4 years previous to this said he deserved to keep his job. But here we are. 11. Let's a little breath of fresh air in the room. JSU getting the number one recruit in the country in prime time, getting them to what, 11 wins, I think. Good job. That was something positive for the city. I really enjoyed watching all that. That was fun. And as negative as I can be, I think that's something positive. You know, we need to highlight the positive when we can. All right, look, man, we got a few more to go, another 10 more. We're going to get them on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show, and we'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. All right, welcome back to The Clay Edwards Show. We're going to got a few minutes left here. We're going to finish up our 2021, or should I say, top 21 stories of 2021. But real quick, man, I just want to say thank you to all the sponsors of this show. We couldn't do this without you. You're the most important part of what we do, you and the listeners. And most of you guys are listeners, which makes it even better, honestly. So real quick, I just want to thank these folks for their support. Kimberly Harrelson over at Next Home Realty. I've been friends with Kimberly for almost 10 years, if not longer. And for her to come on the show was an honor, and I really appreciate that. So if you need a home, get in touch with Kimberly over at Next Home Realty, KimberlySalesMS.com. Oh, My Sweet Office, my friend Michael Wimberly, man. He's done a lot for me the last year. Things you guys will never know about. I'm so appreciative of Michael Wimberly and My Sweet Office, the Insight Group. Absolutely great folks. Jason Frost and the team over at Generator Power Solutions. I can't sing their praises enough. He's as good of a businessman as he is, he's a better human being. The Sims Agency, BJ Sims, same thing. As good of a businessman as he is, he's a better human being. Has umpteen foster kids, takes care of them. That is doing work right there, son. We love being involved with folks like that. And, of course, Lakeland Glass and Tint, Jason Anderson, watching those guys grow. Me and Jason have been friends since we were 15 years old or so, 16 years old, running up down McDowell Road. To see his success, I couldn't be happier. And he's somebody that's always so happy for other people's success. He never has a negative thing to say about anybody, and that is contagious. So thank you, Lakeland Glass and Tent. Watkins Construction and Roofing, thank you guys. Michael Deere, much love. I appreciate all you guys. Shout out to Jamie and everybody over there. What an honor to be involved with a company like Watkins Construction and Roofing. Oh, one of our new sponsors, Take a Break Deliveries, Keith and the team over there, locally owned, veteran owned food delivery service. Thank you guys. Also, where's my other note here? Land Management of Mississippi. Appreciate you guys. Michael, love you, brother. Thank you for coming on the show. Y'all need any mulching, go check out Land Management of Miss on Facebook. And last but not least, my friend Christy Kendall and the team over at Drive Your Line and the Mississippi Karting Association. They've taken a very active part in the show, and we appreciate them, and can't wait for their next season coming up. And they'll be set up at the Race Car Extravaganza January 8th and 9th at the Trademark. So be sure to get down there and see them there. All right, man, we got about 4 minutes left, so I got to zoom through this list. Let's see here. We were at number 11, JSU landing the number one recruit. Number 12, MSU winning the National Baseball Championship. Any other year, this would have been number one for me. But I've lost a little bit of my passion for sports. But I still love my Bulldogs, and so happy for those guys, so happy for the alumni, so happy for the guys that built that program, every player that ever came through it. So, Hell State. Let's see. No, this was another personal one. Actually, one more. Kim Wade, number 13. Kim Wade surviving his situation and coming back stronger than ever. I think you got to mention that, right? The colonel of the tank, the No Limit Soldier himself. Kim Wade, I wouldn't be here without Kim Wade. So I have to mention that. Let's see. Number 14, after 11 years, I left the car business and started doing this full time. And I'm also a business owner again. You know, that's a personal one, but it's very important to me. It would be for 2021. Number 15, getting to come do this radio show every day. Talk to you guys. What an honor. That's huge to me. Thank you. Number 16, big tech censorship. That's going to be a big, big dragon we got to slay here over the next couple years. Number 17, this could have been number one. It's probably number one on a lot of other people's list. The Afghanistan pullout debacle. Number 18 was actually the Waukesha terror attack, but I mentioned it earlier. Number 19, Jackson had a 17-year-old go on a serial killing spree. There got 7 homicides connected to this kid and his crew. Number 20, Dr. Peter McCullough's episode of the Joe Rogan Show, the Joe Rogan podcast. If you haven't seen that, you got to go watch that. It is a game changer of knowledge and information that everybody, it should be required listening. And number 21, Let's Go Brandon. Let's Go Brandon tops off my 21 stories of 2021. I think that is great, and how mad that makes these terrible Democrats and lefties. They can't stop it. The same people that said F Trump are mad that we have found a clean version of saying F Joe Biden. I love it. I do. I hope that it's the signal of a red wave coming. If it's not, we'll keep fighting the fight. It's what we do. I'll fight till they put me 6 feet under or on a mantle somewhere. I don't necessarily want to be cremated, but if it happens, you know, it is what it is. All right, man. Look, you got Jim Thorne coming up next, followed by Mike Madison, Jameson Haygood, Dana, and then the showstopper, Mr. Kim Wade himself from 4 to 6. And thank you guys for a great 2021. I set goals, or I accomplished things that I could not have dreamed of when I set my goals last year. And I couldn't have done it without all of your assistance and help, so I'll forever be grateful. Here's to a great 2022. Stay safe out there. Bring your dogs inside tomorrow night and over the weekend. The fireworks are going to drive them crazy. And that's really all I got, man. Check out ClayEdwardsShow.com for everything, and I will see you Monday right back, same time, same place.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.